Along the conscious path of spirituality, we're beginning to discuss the important aspects of really developing interpersonal skills in communication and really learning how to engage with others as you go on this journey, right? Because though it is important to recognize that you are the creator of your reality and you are 100% responsible for everything that happens in your reality, in your life, you have to acknowledge that there is the ability to be influenced by others, but that influence actually is dictated, is predicated on how you lead in being yourself and being your authentic self throughout that relationship, throughout that exchange, right? This can apply to a romantic relationship or a platonic relationship, but most times we really think about the romantic aspects of relationships. And this is when you can actually apply this idea and this concept the best. And then you learn how to basically minimize it, basically, you know, slow down or bring the intensity level of it down when it comes to platonic or friendships or, you know, relationships with associates or even coworkers. But it's important when you are dealing with other people, it's, I would say, even imperative, because for myself, when I've come to this understanding, when it comes to engaging with others and relationships, that my ability to manage my expectations and also my assumptions made the biggest difference in every relationship that I've developed since I've come to that realization. Now, with expectation, we have to realize that since you are the creator of your universe, it is wrong, and I rarely ever say something is wrong, but it is wrong for you to assume that somebody else will actually live out or understand or have the same expectations or even desires as you. It's wrong to assume that they communicate like you, that they will automatically understand and know how to provide what it is that you are seeking, to know how to communicate in a way in which you can receive it. And so you have to understand that when you build any kind of relationship with somebody, you have to come to a place where you can share and make sure that it is clear as to who you are and how you receive information, how you exchange with others. Now, this happens over time. You don't want to unload all of this on a person, you know, upon meeting them, right? Or even say upon the first date. This takes time. So you have to cultivate and understand what aspects of yourself are maybe most important so you can communicate those as priorities, you know, in the beginning stages of the development of that relationship. So that way you get the most important things out of the way. But you have to recognize that in communicating and making clear as to who you are, how you receive, right, information, how you receive affection, how you receive love, how you give affection, how you communicate, how you speak, that back and forth is very important for you to make clear to any and every individual. Of course, depending on the nature of the relationship or the individual, it varies, right? But when you think about those relationships that are extremely important to you or hold a high level of priority and you hold, you know, or you place upon a pedestal, you have to make sure that those relationships in particular, that you actually do your best to be the most, right? The most clear, the most effective, the most intentional about what it is that you're sharing with them. Because that is going to make the most impact. That is going to pretty much lock in and be the most beneficial toward actually cultivating a relationship that will be sustainable and that will be consistent when it comes to how you receive love, when it comes to the intensity of feeling loved, being accepted, loving another person, right? So when we talk about relationships, we often talk about one of the most important things in a relationship is communication. Well, this is what we're talking about when we say communication. Communicating everything. Communicating everything that is important to you in every degree and every measure. I know this sounds exhausting and this sounds like a lot, but over time, right, because that's what it means when you are developing a relationship with somebody, you are communicating these things over time and you are listening to the other person communicating them to you as well. See, this is a constant exchange. Though, yes, you are the creator of your own universe, but as you deal with other people and their creations, right, of their universes, you have to come into a mutual respect and understanding as to who they are and what it is that they wish to create for their universe. So as you come together, there is a mutual respect, a mutual dialogue and understanding, right? So that way, as you communicate, you get very clear with one another. And that clarity creates a bond that is almost impossible to break. That clarity creates safety. It creates a space where both of you can be vulnerable with each other because you are both clear as to what each other desires, what each other needs, and what each other gives, right? So you are clear as to exactly what your relationship is. And then at that point, you can decide to simply accept the relationship as it is, or say if it's a romantic relationship, you can decide if that relationship resonates and aligns with really what you want. But ultimately, it creates an opportunity for you to be clear. It creates an opportunity for you to clearly know that this person is whom you choose, right? Or that this person is not a right fit for you. This person doesn't align with what it is that you are desiring to create. And the same thing for them. So you're creating a space for both people to have a choice and to mindfully choose each other or not. But you still have this environment where you are still cordial and loving and kind to one another. And this is the most important aspect, because if you're not walking away with a romantic type relationship, you are still walking away with a friendship. You see, so you have to be mindful about not creating a space where you are assuming that somebody understands your expectations and what it is that you want. You want to create a space where first you are tolerant and you are allowing of them to be who they are as they are being who you are, you are being who you are. And as you communicate, if things resonate with you and if they don't. And because you are coming from a place of a mutual understanding of being creators of your universe and wanting to blend those universes together, right, for the moment, right, momentarily at that time, then you want to be clear, like, hey, this, I'm not really feeling how you said that or how you did that, or that triggers something within me, right? Something about that irritates me, bothers me. Now, here's a tricky thing. It may not be their responsibility to change what they said, how they feel, what they done. It's on you, because you have to acknowledge that you were the one that was triggered. So you then should take the opportunity there to recognize that there are some loose ends, right? There are some things that you can work on. Because even though maybe the person could have done it intentionally to hurt your feelings, still allowing them to hurt your feelings, you recognize, or you can recognize, that there is a space there. There is a weak point there where you are allowing people to dictate how you feel. You see? So understanding that your exchange with another is a reflection of who you truly are. And when that reflection is showing you that you are being triggered, you are angry, you are feeling sad, you are feeling depressed by the ways of exchange with that person, you are communicating it to them, right? And they are deciding not to change, then you have the opportunity to recognize it within yourself and look within yourself to see where those triggers stem from, okay? And then you can decide, okay, well, these are triggers coming from childhood memories, trauma, what have you. And then you can choose then to work on them. So that way, when that person says that again, you're not triggered. You're healed because you recognize that it was a problem before. But now it also leaves you in a space where you recognize that somebody who speaks to you a certain way, somebody who does a certain thing, says a certain thing, it resonates with you. You accept them, right? You continue to create and develop that relationship, or it doesn't resonate with you. And you simply give them space, give yourself some space, and you simply move on cordially, respecting who they are, accepting who you are. But that doesn't mean you have to deal with who they are. So the most important thing here that I want you to understand is never have an assumption about what people should and shouldn't give to you, right? Never assume that they know what it is that you need, want, and desire, or they know that what you can give or what you can offer or who you are. It has to be communicated. You have to communicate and make sure that it is clear. If it is not clear in your personality, make sure it is clear in your speaks, in your speech, by way of communication, right? By way of having conversations with people. And this is how you create and cultivate a beautiful relationship and a dynamic with individuals, right? You may come to a place where you are not, you know, wanting to be aligned with that person in a particular relationship, but you still have an understanding. And that is what creates respect, right? That is what creates honor and respect and an underlining love for one another, even if you don't like one another, you know? So recognize that you must manage your expectations. You must manage the natural inclination to want to assume things, right? You must be clear about that when you are thinking and dealing with people, because once you recognize that the expectations, the assumptions is really what destroys many relationships and brings a lot of suffering and pain in relationships, then you actually prevent, right? You prevent yourself from dealing with that kind of suffering by being clear. And you have to be clear, and you do so by really having the conversations with yourself, spending time with yourself, getting clear with yourself as to what it is that you want, right? What is it? Who exactly are you? You know, who are you as an individual? When you recognize and understand all those things, then can you effectively communicate that to other individuals and create amazing relationships, amazing friendships, and an amazing partnership. Thank you so much. Feel free to go to drabundant.com, subscribe to my newsletter, and also download this free ebook, The Power Within. Continue to join me on this journey. Peace and abundance always.